Have you ever learned something about your spouse or somebody that you love that you didn't know for a long period of time? Have you been married to somebody for a long period of time and found out something about them that you didn't know that's pretty cool? My wife found out something about me. We've been married almost 17 years now? Okay, she's helping me out. No, she wasn't. About 17 years. And she found out my favorite smell just a couple of weeks ago. Right? She said, what? Yeah, I was talking about, I love the smell of Gain. The detergent. And they'll put it in like a Febreze form. And man, I love that smell. I mean, L-O-V-E it. Right? I've got it in my car. I'll spray it in my car. That's what I'm saying. And like, we were riding somewhere, and I said, man, I love that. She goes, you like that smell? I was like, yeah, it's my favorite. She goes, it's your favorite. Right? I'm like, yeah. So after 17 years, she finally found out what my favorite smell is. All right? Now I got a couple other, you know, top-ranking smells. Fried chicken, cornbread. They're all food-related. You know what I'm saying? But that's my favorite smell. Okay, so we're going to learn something tonight about God that we need to know. We're going to learn something about His character and about us. Malachi chapter 3, we're going to learn in verse 16. There is so much in Malachi. There is so much in Zechariah that God speaks. When He's speaking, it's almost like He's talking. When you're in the Bible, you see Malachi. What book comes right after Malachi? Anybody know? What, Matthew? Do you know what separates them? Does anybody know? What's that? Somebody said 400, about 400 years. That's correct. Man, I didn't think he was going to. I was going to. Man, remember, you know what I was looking for right there? Usually a piece of paper or one piece of paper or New Testament to Old Testament. But I thought I was going to be smarter than everybody else and say about 400 years. And Mary Beth just blew that to pieces. So about 400 years. But when God speaks in Malachi and Zechariah, guess what? It sounds like if you just turn the page, it sounds like it was just a day. Do you understand? Or they just kept... Let me show you what I'm talking about. I don't want to preach the whole thing, but Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. That's John the Baptist. That's Jesus. And that's 400 years. You turn the page and you're in the New Testament and all of a sudden those things are coming to pass. And God speaks them in Malachi like they're going to happen tomorrow. Like they're going to happen when you turn the page into the New Testament, they're going to happen. But to God, it's like that. To us, it's 400 years. Ain't that neat? I mean, that's how good. When God says it, when God writes it, when God pins it, God means it. And it doesn't matter. Like, look, the second coming of Christ is going to happen. And when God spoke it and when God said it, when Jesus said, when Jesus started ascending up in heaven and the angel appeared and said, that same Jesus will appear in like manner. When they wrote that in Acts chapter 1, guess what? He's coming. I mean, as if it... When it's all written in glory, it will be like when Acts chapter 1, eternity. You got it? I mean, man, that's exciting stuff. There's so much richness here. But I found something in Malachi chapter 3, 16 that tells me about His character. And then it tells us about who we are as Christians. Something I love about His character. I want to show y'all something. And let's get in it. Malachi 3, 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Did you hear that? I'll read that again. That sounds so good. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Listen. And the Lord hearkened. The Lord heard. Got that? He listened. And the Lord listened, hearkened, and heard it. You get it? God, man, that gets me. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Golly, bomb. This is so good. That's so rich. The they that feared the Lord, and when you put that feared part in there, don't think of it that way. Those that reverence, those that love, those that think, God, and I don't fear God like you fear, God's out there. You know, now I fear him in more of, man, he saved me from so much, and he's so big, and he's so awesome, and he's so everything that I don't want to mess that up. Amen. Does anybody else got that? It's not a fear like he's going to hit you, not hide behind the door, not hide under the couch, not, you know, if you've had a bad experience with somebody you love, fear. I'm talking about a fear of like, man, I don't deserve this. And he's so big, and he's so powerful, and he's so God. He spoke everything into existence, but praise God, I don't deserve this. And I love him. And man, I just tremble at his name. That's the ones, right? Listen what it says. That spake often one to another. This is good. Do you ever get in conversations with somebody else about God, but it ain't about not about, boy, this is that always God. I'm talking about just how good he is. I mean, we did that when we first come in here. I mean, have you ever just started talking about God with somebody and you almost got what you call in the spirit? I mean, time just disappears and you're just sitting there pushing back and forth how good God is. I mean, there's been some times in my life that I've got in the presence with people and we just start pushing about like, you know, God, he come and got me, you know, he rescued me August 28th of 04. I mean, he found me and there was times where I've been in that place called Bethel. Amen. Have you ever had a Bethel? Bethel is the place where you meet with God and God meets with you. There was a little old single wide trailer in Chatsworth, Georgia. It's got a 6-foot cross standing in the front yard. It don't look like nothing to nobody. But every time I pull up to that little T in the road and I look across and see that cross, I say, there's Bethel to me. That's where I met God for the very first time. And often he would come down and meet with me in that place. Amen? And since then, I would run into people. I would have conversations with people in churches, in driveways, in cars, in places. And I'm talking about, man, God rescued me right on time. Man, he healed me right on time. I don't know what else. Man, God's good. And you start pushing that back and forth. Amen? Have you ever had, not complaining? Not God said, I think God's doing this, not that. No, you just talking about how good he is. You just talking about what his character is. You just start magnifying him. You know what it said he does? God, y'all got to get, you know what it says he does? He's listening. God, man, listen. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what in the world are we talking about? I'm not getting on you. I'm not telling you what to talk about. I'm just telling you, if God's listening and he likes that, maybe you should have some more conversations about God instead of having conversations about stuff that don't matter. Amen? I'm just saying. Can we break it down a little bit simpler for us? Do you like it when somebody you love talks about you in a good way? I almost go to social media right here. But you all, when you see your name, man, so-and-so done a good job. Hey, amen. So-and-so was this. So-and-so was good. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, if you, God, I wish that y'all would allow me to preach like I would. If you're in one room and two people that you cared about were in the other room and you weren't trying to hear what they were saying, but if they started
so smart. She's so intelligent. Man, she looks amazing. What? You'd be married to her. No. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Oh, well, man, I tell you, he's doing a great job. He's working hard. He's playing in there. Man, I'm proud of him. Oh, my goodness. My grace. You'd be married to her. Man, what? They really do love me. They really do care about me. Listen, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I mean, praise, listen. God knows if you're in love with Him, you will talk about Him. If you're in love with somebody, if you really are passionate about somebody, it will flow up out of your heart, into your vocal cords. And you'll talk about Him. You couldn't help yourself. And it says, listen what it says. Man, it's so good. It says He hearkened. That means He's listened. He heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before. Oh, gosh, I can't get this out. When I get to heaven, I hope my book has a lot of pages in it. Wouldn't that be cool? I'm one of these people, I like to make notes every once in a while in my Bible. I like to let my kids know. I tell them, look, when I'm gone, this Bible's for you. There's some notes in it. Amen? Can I read you one? They're not in here. They won't ever hear this. Can I read you one? Here's one, okay? May 1st, this is 520. No, goodness, this is terrible. Bin Laden caught and captured. Mastermind of September 11, 2001. Peyton, God loves you. It's in there. Amen. 5/21/19. We live on Young Road. Courtney moved out this year. Peyton 15. Courtney 21. Kevin and Melissa 46. I'm still a pastor at Flat Top Church. Amazing. Now for 3.5 years, we look for a home for our property at Sutherland Cemetery Road. God has kept us going. Keep or return to the Lord, my son. See what I wrote on there? I said, keep or return to the Lord, my son. There is no life outside of Jesus. I love you, Peyton. Amen. I just do that every week. If I end up a book or a chapter in a Bible, while something's going on, I write it down. You know why? Because I want him to read it, whatever state, wherever he's at, whatever place, and him say, oh my God, God done this all the way through. Even if it's some random thing that happened. But I want him to know that there's nothing outside of Christ that's going to keep his life. There's nothing outside of Christ that's going to do anything for him. And he's, this book of remembrance, I want to get to heaven. I want to get to heaven. I want to get to heaven and my book be... God said, man, we was constantly writing. I had to get them angels in here and change out the pens. Because you was constantly talking about me. And I listened. Listen. And it's, listen, who's it for? It's for us. Listen to that. It was written before, man, come on, that's good. I mean, it was written before him. That means in his presence. He's saying, listen, if you're talking to me, he's saying, write that down. Ain't that good?
Amen.
I could go a little bit further on my preaching right here. If God takes notes, you should.
Amen.
Well, that's good. I'll use that the rest of my life. It was written before him for them. For them. Man, you get to heaven, you're going to be like, man, that's good. There was times when I didn't want to talk about, didn't feel like I did anyway. Amen? Listen to this. For them that feared the Lord, that thought upon his name. Golly, boom, he loves it when you think about it. Do you know why he likes it? Do you know why he put this in here? I believe he put it in here for one specific. If you get to thinking on him and who he is and what he's done, then you will automatically, systematically climb out of depression, anxiety, fear, pain. I mean, praise God. I think God put that in there. He says, listen, if you will think on me, talk about me, you will systematically climb out of the situation you are in. And I mean, praise God. And when you get out of it, then you'll want to talk even more because you found out, hey, there's a recipe for success, and it's talking about Him. Not about us and what we're doing. Man, it's good. Man, when I read, I remember when I first heard of this scripture, but I'm just reading through the Bible again and I got this and I seen it, I'm thinking, man, this is why you talk about it. Man, this is why you talk about it. God gives it and it's writing it for you. Listen, those that thought about his name, man, think about it. Because when you think about it, man, it will stop your stinking thinking real quick. Amen? Well, look, then what? Okay, so listen.
This is God's character. This is for us. But look how he operates. If you talk about him and think about him and he's writing that down, look what he does next. He can't help himself. See, when you glorify God and think on God, and if you draw nigh to him, yeah, he'll draw nigh to you. Look at this next verse. And they shall be mine. Woo! Look, now, I want you to get this. This is how God sees you. I don't know how you see you, but this is how God sees you. Those that fear him, those that speak about him, those that think about him, those that love him. Amen? They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my... Yes. I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. My, y'all don't... God, you didn't get that. If you would have got that, man, you would have been shouting right now. I mean, you would be... Listen, I want to ask you a question. If you've got a kid in this room, if you know what it is to be a parent, listen, I don't care what your situation as a parent. Listen, if your kid was in a burning house and you could get them out, would you do it? How would you do it? Huh? Anyway, listen, if you knew where they were at, and you had the power to come in. Come on, somebody. Scott, listen. If your kids were sitting in a room and that house was on fire and you come in there, you're going to come in there and you're going to say, hey, kids, dad's on the way. Don't worry. Because you are precious to me. I don't know about you, but when you're a parent, your kids are... I don't care if they're 50. I don't care if they're 60. I don't care if they don't even look like babies anymore. I'm coming. You don't get what I just said. God says, you're my treasure. And he said, you're my treasure, and I'm coming in like you're my son. When the whole world's falling apart, there's going to be a shout. And he said, I'm coming in to get my treasure, to get my kids. Goodness gracious. Man, that's his character. I mean, you're sitting there thinking, well, man, we're glorifying God. We're talking about Jesus. We're thinking about him. He's thinking about us. He's coming to get us. I love when that man said, man, I'm glad y'all showed up on Wednesday night. Man, I want to show up every time I can for God. I ain't talking about attendance. I'm talking about, man, if I'm precious to him, I want him to be precious to me. Is he precious to you? Because when he calls me a son, well, praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm in a good family now. Amen? I'm going to act like it. I'm going to... Verse 18, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Man, I don't know about you, it's kind of a big, kind of a ooh type of thing. Wow. You know what he's talking about right there? He's talking about the second coming of Christ. The church will discern between the righteous and unrighteous of the ones who didn't make it into heaven in the beginning. Man, we're going to judge angels and demons and all kinds. We're going to see some weird stuff. Oh, never mind. Y'all sitting here going, are you crazy? No, I'm not crazy. We're going to be a present of that. Amen? God said one time, said, I can't believe y'all have problems in the church. He said, y'all can't even get along together and make a good decision. Praise God. You're going to judge angels one day. He knew what we were dealing with. We have the Spirit of God in us, but this flesh is weak. Amen?
But I want to tell you how God looks at you and how He listens to you. I don't know if you think this or know this or not. God's listening, man. Yeah. Hey, I don't care. Listen, I don't really care if God answers every one of my prayers the way I want Him to answer them. But I do like the fact that God's listening. Amen?
Amen.
And I like that when He hears them. Amen. When He hears what I'm saying, hears what I'm thinking, that He loves that I'm talking to Him and about Him. But praise God, He's already wrote out eternity. Amen. The Bible said He is the Alpha and the Omega. So He knows how the Z ends. Amen. He is the A to the Z. He knows when the last thing's done. He knows what's good in the middle. Amen. Like, we'll think sometimes, I can't wait to get, I'm done preaching with that. I just want y'all to get this. When we get to heaven, our worst day, God, I don't want to do, man, I love this stuff. When we get to heaven, our worst day, or what we perceive as one of our worst days, will be somebody else's best day. Do you know that? I'm serious. As a Christian, there'll be somebody who passes away. You'll be at the funeral home, the hospital, somewhere, and you will be having your worst day. But guess what? Through that, God is so good. He's like rocks. He's like a rock in a pond. Those ripples that roll out. See, God, you wonder why. Man, why do Christians pass away? Why do Christians have to go through some of the stuff they go through? Because when you're sitting in your valley, when you're sitting in your darkest place, there are people that are coming in and out that will never enter a church building. And they're hearing you pray, trust God, have faith, despite of what you're going through.
Amen.
Despite when you're dying. And they'll say, man, I don't have that. I don't have that. Amen? I don't have that. I need that. That's real. Amen? And you might not ever be able to see it. You might not ever be able. You'll be sitting there going, God, you just forsaken me. You just turned my world upside down for nothing. And you won't ever be able to see it.
Praise God until, right? And when we get up to heaven and see how it all worked out, you'll be sitting there going, man, that was one of my worst days.
I thought that was the end of who I was. Amen? I thought that was just, have you ever, I don't mean to get in your business, but have you ever been to that place where the tears, you almost run out of tears and your stomach hurts because you've cried too much and you're just sitting there going, I can't cry no more, but I want to and I'm hurting. And you think, man, I ain't got nothing left, God. Do you know on those days, God's still working? On those days, God's still working. He's doing something on those days too. Because when you still keep going, when you still keep glorifying, when you still keep living for God, somebody gets saved. Somebody gets changed. You're planting seeds into their lives. Amen? So what I want you to take away from tonight, God's care, listen, He's listening to us. If you don't take anything away from that message, man, when you talk to other Christians, other, man, when you get around to, and you talk about, God goes, can y'all see Him? I see Him. I see Him lean over the throne and just be like, that's they talking about me. Hey, get a pen, get a paper, write that down. Man, ain't that going to be, God, I don't want to, could you imagine when they go, hey, watch this, and they start flipping through the pages? I hope it's audio book too. Sorry. Let's all stand. We've digested a lot. We've digested a lot of information. And my goodness, we got kids back here in that back. They're praying and thinking about going on this mission trip. We need to start praying as a church that God sends them to the right place. And then he places something in our heart. We need this next generation in our church, not somewhere else. Amen. The next generation in this church to pick up the mantle and start serving God in big ways. I want to change the atmosphere of this church. Not as much for the adults, but for the youth. I want us to have a place where youth can worship Jesus Christ, get saved, and lead other kids to Christ. That's my prayer right now is something happens and our youth get on fire. Not some superficial fire, not some fire that we go, man, they're really talented. I'm talking about a fire that scares us. A fire that scared us like when that guy stepped on his daughter said, I'm going to Peru. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you get that, you're like, ugh. Peru, Alabama, Peru, Tennessee. No, Peru, the country, right? I want our kids to challenge themselves. I want God to move in our church. He's moving in a big way. But I want to move him in a bigger way. I want God to shake us to a core. I want a lot of things for this church. And I see it coming. We gotta be faithful in praying and sowing. Praying and sowing. Praying and sowing. All right? Good, man, good to be out. Eddie, golly, good to have you here. Man, Eddie's wide open preaching in jails and prisons and everything. I met him over Summer City. Man, I'll tell you, man, he just on fire for the Lord. His wife, Sandra, is with him. And, man, they are just a great couple in the Lord. But he is sharing the gospel. He'd go, we went down to Sequatchie, was it, prison down there, or jail? And he let me preach till I lost. I mean, man, yeah, we're preaching over here, preaching over here, preaching over there. So, man, he's on fire for the Lord. We're going to have him back one day, and he's going to share what's going on with him, what God's doing in his life. Just great to have you, Eddie. Appreciate you being here. It's just amazing to see you. And he went in with my dad over at the big prison, and dad got him in the door there, started out. But y'all remember that, too. But he knows dad really well. So it's just funny how God works everything. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Eddie, will you dismiss us in prayer? Thank y'all for being here. Come back Sunday, bring somebody. Got a powerful testimony Sunday morning. Yenny will be here. Her testimony is powerful. We're not recording it though, so come.